Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, as we continue on KMOX, it will be a little bit before you can see him, but there is a new baby elephant at the St. Louis Zoo. The male is named Jet, was born early Saturday. And joining us now on KMOX is Tim Thier, the curator of mammals in River's Edge and the director of the zoo's Wildcare Institute Center for Asian Elephant Conservation. Thank you so much, Tim, for being with us.
Happy to be with you.
So first of all, how is Jet doing and his mother, Jade?
They're doing great. So they are currently behind the scenes in our elephant management facility. This is Jade's first calf, and she's doing a fantastic job with him. Jet is very active. His name is very fitting. So it's named after a gemstone, but he moves around very quickly. So Jet is an appropriate name for him, but both are doing very, very well.
What kind of a care regimen does a baby elephant need?
So luckily for us, Jade is doing a wonderful job. So we are just here to support her and her role as a mom. So we do have, we've monitored her closely throughout her pregnancy. So we've been watching her closely. And as she got close to birth, we actually switched to 24-hour shifts to monitor her and through the birth and early care of Jet. So really, we're just here to, you know, give her, you know, the food that she needs. We watch them via video, so they're closely monitored, but she's really doing all the work for us. We're just here to support her.
And how much interest do you expect there to be once Jet is able to be seen by the public?
I think he's going to be a huge hit. So baby elephants are, very, very cute animals. It's been a number of years since we've had one here at the zoo, so we're very excited. So it'll be a bit of time before he's out for our guests to see. So we'll start by just letting Jade and Jet bond for a while, then we'll slowly introduce him to the other members of our elephant family. And then he'll be outside, weather permitting, of course, in the next couple of months, hopefully.
Next couple of months. So his mother, we've mentioned, is Jade, a 17-year-old female at the St. Louis Zoo. His father is Jake, an Asian elephant that lives at the Denver Zoo. And I was going to say that seems like some long-distance dating there, but Jet was actually the first to be born out of the St. Louis Zoo's artificial insemination program.
That is correct, yes. So there is a program called the Species Survival Program for Asian Elephants, and that's a cooperative breeding and management program for all elephants in North America. And there is a coordinator for that program, and they make recommendations based on genetics to ensure that we have a healthy population of elephants here. So based on Jade's genetics, she was a good match for Jake, who lives in Denver. And the Denver Zoo does a fantastic job working with an all-male herd, and they supply us with the semen. And we did the procedure here on Valentine's Day a couple years ago, and it resulted in Jet. So it's a great example of collaboration between two AZA facilities to help make sure that we have a sustainable Asian elephant population.
And so you talk about that association, I guess. This is a cooperative effort amongst all the big zoos in North America?
Yes, all zoos in AZA. So it's really, it takes a lot for this to be a successful program. So, you know, we have this SSP as an assurance population. Should something happen to all the elephants in the wild, we want to make sure that we have a very healthy, you know, genetically and demographically healthy population of elephants here. It takes all of us working together. We'll move animals from place to place, but there are times like this where artificial insemination makes more sense because it allowed Jade to reproduce while still living with her family group here in St. Louis.
Now, what can you tell us more generally about the status, I guess, of the Asian elephant, why it's an endangered species and how the efforts are going?
Yeah, it's an endangered species there are a few key reasons. So habitat degradation and fragmentation are a big thing. As the human population continues to increase, they're taking up more and more space that was traditionally habitat for elephants in the wild. So human elephant conflict is a big thing, a big issue for this species. So, you know, as elephants continue to use their migratory routes that they've used for generations and generations, people are now living in those spaces. So it creates conflict. So one of the key things we try to do is set aside, you know, like elephant corridors. So it allows elephants to move from one area to another without becoming in conflict with humans that live around those areas too. So a lot of it's just educating people that share the same habitat. Obviously, they need to live there with the elephants as well. And we just try to help them do that and coexist peacefully.
And then Wild Care Park. People in St. Louis have heard all about the progress toward that. And how does Wild Care Park make these kinds of advances and research possible?
Yep. So we will not have Asian elephants there, but there are a number of species there that are going to be threatened or endangered as well. So it's more space, which is great. So it allows us to have bigger herds out there for ungulates, which is fantastic. So while we have a traditional, you know, urban zoo here with smaller habitats, we can do smaller groups, but at Wild Care Park, they'll be able to do a lot more in a lot larger scale, which is nice. So it kind of a different feel for what we were able to do here. But yes, more research for sure, more opportunities to reproduce and help these SSPs, especially for the threatened species.
And of course, longtime St. Louisans like myself remember the birth of Raja and the naming competition that ensued in schools. And that was really one of those early formative moments, I think, for many of us, which we now associate forever with the St. Louis Zoo. So tell us about Jet and the opportunities to engage the next generation.
Yeah, you know, elephants are you know, amazing species. So and seeing them in person makes a huge impact on people. And that's kind of what we're hoping when you come, when small children come here. Obviously, you just mentioned, you remember Raja being born. Those are impactful things. And one of the things we try to do with the species that we have here is take that impact and have our guest make a noticeable change. You know, we're looking for that transformational experience that they see a threatened or endangered species here and they want to go do something about it. And I think one of the things we really like to get across to our guests is that the zoo is working with species here that we care for every day and we love those animals, but we're also working with species around the world and in Missouri. There are endangered species that we're releasing back into the wild on a regular basis. You know, the American baring beetle and the Ozark hellbender are endangered species that the zoo reproduces here and then they release them back into the wild. So it's a fantastic story. So that, you know, it's the animals are amazing here, but we really want to have the animals impact the people and have the people impact conservation.
Well, stay tuned for the latest on Jet. Thank you so much to Tim Thier, the curator of Mammals and River's Edge, also the director of the Center for Asian Elephant Conservation at the zoo's Wild Care Institute. Thank you so much, Tim, for being with us on KMOX.
Anytime. Have a great day.